The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all that we have, unless we go ourselves and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Do this in remembrance of me. We hear that at every Mass. What do you suppose Jesus meant by this? Do this? Raise your hand if you think the answer is obvious. Raise your hand if you think that's a trick question. The obvious answer is that the "this" Jesus means is receive the Eucharist. Receive my body, my blood, over and over again. That's how I thought of the "this" for most of my life. And I was right. And if that's your answer, you're right too, mostly. We need the spiritual food of the Eucharist. I find I can't really sustain my energy or sometimes even my resolve for discipleship without it. It's why we're all here right now, isn't it? We take it into ourselves. We pray to respond to its grace and become more Christ-like. Outside of Mass, many of us find that prayer in the presence of the consecrated host is a time of uniquely rich consolation and connection. So yeah, I think it's obvious that Jesus is establishing an ongoing source of renewal for our souls. So we treat the consecrated elements with the greatest respect and reverence. But there is more, I think, to Jesus saying, "Do this." If you put the words into the context in which he is saying them, he is blessing the bread and wine in anticipation of his total self-giving, his torture and death. And that begins immediately after the meal in question is finished. So in context, please consider that his "do this" is an invitation, a commissioning for us to pour out ourselves in service of others, just as he is about to do. Totally pour out self. There's a hint of this in today's gospel story about the feeding of the multitude. By the way, this is the most often told story in the gospels. We have 4 gospels. We have 6 versions of this story. His disciples today suggest dismissing the crowd so they can go find food. But Jesus says, and this puzzled me for so long, "Give them some food yourselves." I mean, there are only 5,000. They respond, 5 loaves, 2 fish, that's all. That's what we have. Jesus seems to ignore that. He instructs that the crowd be gathered into groups of about 50 each. He blesses the tiny supply and sends it all out. Here's the lesson. Jesus is not concerned with how much there is to begin. He is concerned with how much of it they are willing to share. Here, all of it is shared. The self-giving is total. Everybody eats well, and the leftovers are more than what they started with. Now, maybe you've heard an interpretation of this event as a miracle of everyone in the crowd being willing to share what they already are carrying to that desolated area, sharing what they already have. And based on the way we treat each other, that would be a miracle, wouldn't it? And it's true that this account has no specific claim about the first 5 loaves and 2 fishes multiplying of themselves. But whether you read the story as having new loaves and fish appear in the basket by God's grace alone, or appear from what those in the crowd already had with them, either way, it's real and it's miraculous. You see, both aspects of the Eucharist, Christ's intimate mystical presence to feed our souls, and his invitation for us to follow him in total self-giving, both are crucial to our discipleship. Who knows what a monstrance is? It's a usually very ornate and usually golden vessel in which the Eucharist, the consecrated Eucharist, is displayed during certain times of community prayer. It is a vessel to make the soul-nourishing aspect of Eucharist visible in the world. But there are also vessels to make Jesus' call to emulate his self-giving visible in the world. The vessels for that are us. We can become human monstrances. We can make God's love and mercy visible and present by our actions to everyone we encounter. It's not just a good idea. It's divine love. So let's try it again this week.